New Hampshire Bitcoin Bond gets a Moody's rating, a first for public finance. Moody's Investor Service has assigned a provisional Ba2 rating to up to $100 million in Bitcoin-backed taxable revenue bonds issued by the Business Finance Authority of the state of New Hampshire. The deal, structured through the Waveros Finance Project, is the first rated cryptocurrency collateralized bond in U.S. public finance history, per Bloomberg. The rating sits two notches below the lowest investment-grade threshold, placing the bonds in speculative territory. But the fact that a major rating agency assigned any grade at all to a Bitcoin-backed government bond is what makes this unusual. $100 million in bonds. Bitcoin as the only backstop. The offering splits into two series, 2026 A1 and 2026 A2, both maturing in 2029. The borrower is NH CleanSpark Borrower Trust, 2026-1, with Wave Digital Assets, an SEC-registered investment advisor based in Los Angeles, and Rosemower Management, co-structuring the deal alongside the New Hampshire BFA. Bitcoin held in segregated wallets at BitGo Bank and Trust serves as the sole collateral. No New Hampshire public funds, taxing power, or general obligations back the bonds. Repayment depends entirely on Bitcoin proceeds, making this a limited recourse instrument that resembles project finance more than traditional municipal credit. The initial loan-to-value coverage ratio is 1.60x, meaning the Bitcoin collateral must be worth at least 60% more than the bond principal at issuance. Moody's modeled the structure using a 72.06% advance rate and a two-day exposure period for liquidation scenarios. If the collateral value deteriorates to the 1.40x LTV trigger, a full mandatory redemption kicks in. BitGo Prime LLC handles the liquidation. Series A2 holders may receive additional payments at maturity if Bitcoin appreciates beyond what is needed to cover all obligations, but only after every senior claim is satisfied first. Why BA2 and not higher Moody's rated the bonds under its market value collateralized loan obligations methodology from May 2025. Analysts Sumit Sablok and Leon Moganov cited risks associated with the transaction's collateral, structure, and operation, with Bitcoin's volatility as the primary concern. BA2 is a speculative grade. For context, it sits at the same level as bonds from companies with significant business risk but adequate near-term liquidity. The rating reflects Moody's view that, while the structural protections, over-collateralization, forced liquidation triggers, segregated custody are sound, the underlying asset can swing 20 to 30% in a single month. Bitcoin was trading at $68,050 as of April 1, 2026, up 2.2% over the prior 24 hours. At that price, a 1.60x coverage ratio on $100 million in bonds requires roughly $160 million worth of BTC in custody, approximately 2,351 BTC. A drop to the 1.40x trigger would mean Bitcoin falling to roughly $59,500 before the liquidation mechanism activates, a 12.5% decline from current levels. That kind of move has happened within single weeks during 2025 and early 2026, the structure behind the first-of-its-kind deal. New Hampshire's BFA approved the bond on November 18, 2025. Governor Kelly Ayotte called it first in the nation to embrace new technologies with this historic Bitcoin-backed bond. The deal still required governor and executive council approval before issuance, which has now cleared its next hurdle with the Moody's rating. Wave Digital Assets co-founder Les Borsai framed the transaction as something larger. This isn't just one transaction, it's the opening of a new debt market. The legal structure was built by Oric. Day-to-day administration falls to Wave Digital Assets, with RM Digital Finance LLC as backup administrator. The custody arrangement at BitGo uses regulated cold storage with multi-layer security, a requirement that Moody's analysts specifically evaluated as part of the rating methodology. What this tests. The bond market is enormous. U.S. municipal bonds outstanding total over $4 trillion. Bitcoin's entire market cap sits at roughly $1.36 trillion as of this writing. This $100 million issuance is a rounding error in muni markets, but it tests a principle. Can a volatile digital asset function as collateral inside the same legal and financial infrastructure that backs school bonds and highway projects? The 140x forced liquidation trigger is the structural answer to Bitcoin's volatility problem. Rather than requiring the asset to be stable, the structure assumes it will be unstable and builds automatic exits. If BTC drops far enough, bondholders get their money back through forced sale, not through hoping the price recovers. This is the same over-collateralization logic that underpins DeFi lending protocols like Aave, but wrapped in municipal bond law and rated by a legacy credit agency. The gap between on-chain lending and traditional public finance just got narrower. For crypto card users and the broader ecosystem, the implications extend beyond bonds. If Bitcoin can back-rated municipal debt, the same collateral logic could eventually apply to other traditional financial products. Credit facilities, insurance reserves, or infrastructure financing. The Ba2 rating is not an endorsement. It is a measurement. And the fact that Moody's chose to measure at all is the signal.